This big, strong guy can help me more, but I run to who I know. And that made a lot of sense to me. So he started having me read, I guess you consider it outside literature, to start learning about God and the fact that, and how to have a relationship. I don't know, when I first got here, I wanted, this is God, right? I needed to see something, right? You know, because at first I wasn't trusting anybody. And I didn't get that, right? And I tried to define it. It's here, it's there. What I do know is you're here, right? God is in us, right? Two or more are gathered, there's a power here, right? That I know it's love, right? I don't know, it's like I don't know where that comes from. But it's love and there's a power. There's a power here. And I tried to start tapping into the fact that there was a power. And I heard one guy say that we're like fish swimming in the ocean, right? We don't even know, right? We don't even know we're drinking water, right? We don't even know, but God's there, right? It's us that walks away. It's us that turns our back. And anyway, I always thought about that. And I just, started talking to this thing I didn't believe in. And I want to talk this about something that when I was 10 years sober, I was about 9. So I didn't get the fiance, right? And then, but I got other guys, guy and girl on AA campus, the odds are good that the goods are odd, and I found those people. And so the second one left me. He was leaving me. And I was devastated. And I went to a therapist and was like, I couldn't breathe, I couldn't. And she said, I can't help you get that guy back. She said, but I can help you with this depression you got. Right? And I'm almost 10 years sober. Right? I was 10 years sober and this woman's telling me that I'm depressed. Right? I'm going to 10, 14 meetings a week. I'm being of service. I'm saying yes. I'm in these rooms. And she's telling me I'm depressed. And then she's telling me I should get medication. Right? And it's like, you didn't, that was taboo. And I think it maybe still is. And I wish it weren't. And I don't want to talk a whole lot about it. But what happened out of that was I ended up, the state of California decided that I would be safer in an institution. 10 years sober. I'm wandering around in my slippers. They took all the sharp things away from me and the shoelaces and all that. I'm wandering around going, I got 10 years sober. I'm ordering everybody in the kitchen around. This guy wasn't making this stuffed peppers, right? My sponsor came up and she's like, do you see where you are? Like, yeah, I'm like, just chilling out, taking a break. And except the part they made you get up and make your bed. But I had no, I'm wandering around in my slippers. I got a blanket around me. And I want to die. And I even have a guy from my home group coming up, taking me to meetings. The program that I was in, dual diagnosis, they're taking me to meetings. And I don't understand why this isn't working. Right? And I have so much shame because it's not working. Right? Because you taught me all this stuff and it's not working and I want to die. I had already tried to kill myself twice when I was using and I just made poor attempts and I learned on panels how I should have done it right. So if you two are in the room, I forgive you. And I was so ashamed and we didn't talk about it in the meetings. But if I mentioned any little bit about it, so many people come after me afterwards and would talk to me about it, right? And my sponsor, she has 43 years, and she taught me that we share our experience, strength, and hope, right? I don't know anything about being a lawyer. I'm not going to give you legal advice. I don't know anything about being an accountant, right? I don't know anything about curing cancer, right? I don't know what treatment, I don't know these things. And, they used to say that, opinions are like butts. Everybody's got one,